The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Labour TD for Wexford, George Lawler, has said the audio of a landlord telling a tenant they are selling the property because the government's new rent rules exposes the truth behind a wave of eviction notices in Wexford. George joins us in studio. Now, George, for a lot of people may have heard something about this story, but just bring us up to speed on what exactly is happening in your constituency.
Yeah, sure, Shane. Last Friday, 36 families in an estate called Hazelwood in Bridgetown in Wexford received notice to quit of varying durations depending on how long they were in the properties. They were issued by the landlord, one single landlord, and we had warned for weeks and weeks and weeks the government as an opposition that this type of thing was going to happen because landlords were taking advantage of a situation where they could get out of the market with the possibility of re-entering the market down the line. Now, there's a thing called the Tyrrellstown Amendment, which provides certain protections.
We get to that in a minute. So what was picked up on the on this
doorbell camera?
Doorbell camera. Yeah.
What was picked up was basically the agent for the landlord, armed with a batch of envelopes, arrived and declared to the tenant, "Unfortunately, I have bad news. You've heard about these new rental rules, so we're serving evictions." And the tenant says, "So we're being kicked out." And he said, "Maybe, you know, it's just that the new rules are coming on the 1st of March, and we think it's probably better just to sell up and get out. We're giving ourselves the option. And today we're going to give ourselves the option that we can do that. We don't know how it's going to pan out," he said, "but the next week or so there'll be loads of radio shows and political debate on, and we'll make the final decision then probably in maybe 10 days. You know, playing with people's lives effectively. 36 families.
Can they do that legally?
I think there were they weren't fully au fait with the legislation that was there, but what they can do is strike the fear of God and the trauma into the residents, which is exactly what they did. And the minister said that we were peddling as a misinformation and insinuating that this move by the landlord was a reaction to the new rental rules. He claimed it absolutely wasn't. This doorbell imagery and audio clearly indicates that was the case.
Just because he said it doesn't mean it was the reason, though. I mean, people use all sorts of excuses at times like
this. Well, why would he 48 hours before the new tenancy rules come into play? My bet is that he thought he was going to be in a position to actually up the rents by selling on maybe to another company.
As the minister has clarified, landlords cannot resent the rent for a new tenancy if the previous one ended via a no-fault eviction within the previous 2 years.
The minister clarified that 3 days after these notices to quit were issued.
Yeah.
He issued statements over the weekend that brought no clarity. On Monday at 1:30, he issued a statement to our local Southeast radio station in Wexford, where he clarified that under this Tyrrellstown Amendment that I spoke about, a landlord cannot increase the rent. He has to adhere to the previous landlord's terms and conditions.
Okay, so.
But I'm convinced that the guy who was selling, or the people who were selling, wasn't aware of that either.
Okay, well, I suppose they are now, I suppose. But,
but the minister's trying to insinuate that. And don't forget, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah,
but the bit that they don't like, the reason, you know, if it is due to these regulations, the bit that they don't like is the 6-year tenancy.
Yes.
Now, are you opposed to the 6-year tenancy?
No. There's good in this and there's bad in it.
But you're criticising the government. You're saying their rent changes are what's causing this, but you actually back that aspect.
On average, on the 6-year security of tenure, yes. But on average, there's about 25% of tenancies change around every year as well.
Yeah.
And what this legislation does is it allows landlords to set to market rate the new tenancies. And market rate is simply out of the reach of most people.
Yeah.
And we've seen...
That's when the tenancies come to an end, though, as we now know.
When the tenancies come to an end and a new one
not,
comes
Not
comes
when they do a no-fault eviction, as they're trying here.
Exactly. But when you sell more than 10 properties, you're governed by certain rules and regulations under terms.
Just throw on your headphones there, George. I want to bring in Anne-Marie Lamb. Because, Anne-Marie, I think I'm right in saying you are one of those people in Hazelwood who are affected by this.
Yes, hi, I am. I am indeed.
So tell us what your situation is.
So currently my situation now is I'm just waiting for the landlord to contact the county council or to contact us to, so we can take the next step. At the moment, we're just sitting here in limbo, not knowing what to do. We all would appreciate, we're getting closer to the weekend now and we're becoming anxious, thinking we're going to get through another weekend and we're not going to know where we stand.
And what have you been, been told you have to get out by a certain date?
Sorry, yeah. So my eviction, I moved in here 9 years ago to the day I got my eviction, and my eviction date is the 28th of August, which I actually found out yesterday wasn't enough time for the length that I've held a tenancy. I should be given 260 days to vacate the property.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
So have you made an appeal to the authorities in relation to what action is open to you?
So I contacted my local councillors. I've also made an application to Threshold. I've also submitted a dispute case to the RTB.
Okay. Are you hopeful that, based on what the minister has subsequently clarified, are you hopeful that there could be a resolution to this?
I'm losing hope every day because the landlord is not engaging with the right people to discuss the next steps.
Okay, all right. Anne-Marie, listen, I really hope it works out for you, but thank you indeed for talking to us about your situation. George Lutter, is it tenable for this lack of communication to continue, do you think?
I don't believe so. The minister whose home constituency this is, the Minister for Housing, hasn't engaged really with the tenants either.
Well, he said he's spoken directly to the head of the RTB and the National Head of Disputes. He's on the way down to Wexford.
Yeah, there's 30. He said that on Monday. He was on his way down to Wexford. I don't know whether he's actually been there. There's 36 families involved here in the heart of his constituency. You'd think a little bit of engagement might be courteous. Anne-Marie is one of those people who's in a particularly difficult situation because she works and she's above the threshold for any housing assistance payment or any assistance from the council. We have this ludicrous situation that if you work and you're above the threshold, you're thrown to the wolves of the private rental market to pay 10, 15, 20,000 out of your already low income and are giving no assistance. Also at the time when there are zero properties available, relatively speaking.
I mean, we're hopeful in this particular case. I mean, do you think the RTB will act here?
I think the RTB, just in that instance alone, where Anne-Marie quoted that she was given the wrong date, that's an invalid notice to quit. So another one will have to be issued. The danger we feel also is that, as I say, if you sell more than 10 properties under the Tirlestown Amendment, tenants are afforded the tenant in situ. They must be left in place.
Yeah.
Plus their arrangements must be kept. The difficulty is that if he sells 9 properties in 4 different tranches, the Tirlestown protections aren't there at all. So, I mean, this is really an appalling vista. And we warned the minister about this.
But I have to come back. The thing you're warning him about is the bit you backed.
Yeah, but the 6 year thing is a good thing. It gives security of tenure. The difficulty is there are thousands of people already who've received notices to quit that will only come on stream in terms of homelessness because of the lack of availability of properties.
Yeah.
Once those notices run out, so in next month, the month after month,
the problem will increase the homelessness. The problem was nobody was building new apartments under the old system
in Dublin. No, that was a difficulty. The rest of the country,
There wasn't wide-scale apartment building around the rest of the country.
No, there wasn't wide-scale. That's the point you're making. Apartments are a crucial issue in Dublin. And you would have to ask, looking at the motives or the perceived motives of this landlord, what are other people's motives in terms of, the purchasing of properties for rental? I mean, at the end of the day, we must stop making a roof over people's house a commodity. It has to be a service.
I know,
provided
George, I hear what you're saying.
Because we failed.
I hear what you're saying, but the reality is we do need investment funds.
Absolutely.
I mean, people call them venture funds, but a lot of the time
I know
you're not saying that, but a lot of times they're pension funds for teachers firemen or firewomen in the US. Like we do need those people investing in property here, and the state can't do it all.
We can have both. We can have we proposed a state construction company where it would be taken as a key infrastructural issue that the state would build houses just like we did in the past.
Yeah, world though, George.
It's a different world, but the world is not different.
State companies, I mean, it would take years to set up. Where would you get the workers from?
Well, we proposed it almost 2 years ago.
Will they only work 9 to 5? Will it be?
We've 17,000 people in homelessness. We have to, at some stage, decide that this is a crisis that we're going to have to tackle with extraordinary measures. We saw during COVID, we took extraordinary measures and did extraordinary things and brought about a situation, where people rallied around. We have to stop talking about this. Month after month after month, we see the homeless figures rising and rising.
I mean, to be fair to the government, they're not just talking, they're doing something. You violently disagree with it.
No. What I'm saying is the government has suggested that in the long term, this will work out.
Yeah.
What we're suggesting is the long term, the damage that is done by the time we get to the long term will be hugely damaging.
What did Maynard Keane say about the long term? We're all dead, isn't that what John Maynard Keane said?
We'll all eventually arrive at that situation.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for coming in to us, George Lawler there, Labour TD for Wexford.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.